This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We have news about discounted hunting and fishing licenses for certain senior citizens here in Illinois. We also will be taking an in-depth look at fishing in each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, and we will also be taking a gander at some of the other outdoor news affecting Illinois hunters and fishermen this week. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, as we mentioned, state officials have recently passed a law reducing sport fishing and hunting license fees to $1 for Illinois residents over 75 years of age. The action was part of an agenda to help more older adults enjoy recreational opportunities in Illinois. Now, according to Illinois Department of Natural Resources Director Mark Miller, he says it is responsible management of our hunting and fishing license dollars to be sure we continue to receive federal funds that help us manage and maintain our fisheries, public hunting lands, and other infrastructure. He says the $1 that they collect ensures that our hunters and anglers will be counted, even those that are over 75 years of age, and their dollars will be spent on sporting equipment will be properly returned to Illinois. Now, Illinois has about 1 million people who fish and about 500,000 who hunt. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, people who hunt and fish in Illinois spend about $2 billion on hunting and fishing trips, equipment, and other expenses. Also, it's time to consider applying for the remaining firearm deer permits. Permit applications are currently being accepted and will be accepted through September 8th for the random daily drawings for the 2014 Illinois firearm and muzzleloader-only deer permits. For details, you need to see the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That website, again, is www.dnr.illinois.gov. And fall turkey permits, here's your second chance to apply. Hunters may now apply for the second lottery for the fall firearm wild turkey shotgun permits through deadline, which is August 25th, very near. The season dates are October 25th through November 2nd. And once again, you need to see the DNR website for details at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And resident combination archery deer permits, resident antlerless only archery deer permits, and resident archery fall hunting or turkey hunting permits are available over the counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors now. So there's another opportunity. The archery deer and turkey permits are now available over-the-counter sales. And if you're interested in rendezvous, visitors can step into time to the days when frontier fur trappers met with fur traders and buyers during the reenactment festival at Pierre Marquette State Park in Grafton. The second annual Pierre Marquette State Park rendezvous, planned for September 6th through the 7th, will be a traditional pre-1840 rendezvous. It will feature buckskin the reenactors portraying primitive traders and campers. There will be period demonstrations, black powder and longbow shoots, tomahawk throwing, camp music, and food common to the days of the Illinois frontier. The public is invited, and admission is free to the Pierre Marquette State Park rendezvous. The hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on September 6th and 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. on September 7th. For more information here, you can contact Pierre Marquette State Park at 618-786-3323. That number again is 618-786-3323. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and it's been a bit unusual this summer. We've had continued great fishing reports from each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer lakes since early in the spring, and it seems to be continuing right now. We did have a brief lull with this strange weather trend we had over the weekend, but things are picking back up, and I'm looking for some more great fishing as this week continues on. In fact, at Lake Shelbyville this week, Lake Shelbyville fishing guide Steve Welch reports the Corps is still pulling the lake down to summer pool. However, they have slowed that down, and this has brought the crappie out of the coves and back into the main lake by the towards. The lake is now only about 4 inches from summer pool, so they at any time will be quit pulling down this lake very soon. The past week, they've seen their ups and downs with the rain and cooler weather. They've seen water temperatures go from 83 to 75 with the overcast almost fishing in the dark days, and it's been a little tougher. He says they actually went 2 days when they only cleaned 40 fish. On Sunday, though, every time the sun would pop out, the bite light would just take off again, so things are back in full swing there at Lake Shelbyville. The summer fish like full sun since they are primarily feeding by sight, and the strike zone widens when you get a light wind to push them across the deep brush and let them rise and inhale the baits. The bigger minnows are far better than since the gizzards had in the lake are very big right now. They're also catching some very nice white bass here. They're catching good numbers of white bass, particularly on the breezy days. Catching on the topwater lures, on small spinners and small jigs. So lots of good fishing for white bass. Catfish bite too. It's been quite good. They're catching good numbers of catfish and all types of live and commercial catfish baits. And the bass bite, it's been a morning affair, but still been fairly good in the mornings. And these crappie fishermen, they're still using primarily slip bobbers set about 15 foot deep in the deeper water on points and down trees, and they don't expect this to change for several more weeks. So that's the story at Lake Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake, catfish is the key to success here. They're catching hordes of catfish, and some of these fish are 5, 6, 7 pounds. It's been a phenomenal year for catfish. Several good spawns in over the past 5 or 6 years has just brought out lots of catfish, and this lake has always been a good catfish lake to begin with, and that's what's going on right now. They're very active in the lake. Trot lines are producing good numbers of fish on leeches and night crawlers. Boat anglers have been drifting with shrimp. Pull and line fishermen are on these boats are also having success using commercial baits, a variety of commercial baits. The crappie bite, there's not a lot of fishermen going out right now. I suspect the action is fair. There's just not that many going for crappie. They're catching them, the ones that are being caught in about 6 to 8 foot deep of water with the structure underneath. However, the white bass, which is drawing most of the anglers, are going good now. They're fishing the humps and flats with cranks and slab spoons coupled with curly tails. So lots of good action reported on the white bass. In the spillway area, catfish here also are rated quite good. They're being caught on night crawlers and cheese baits. Still seeing some occasional nice flatheads coming from the water. And the fair crappie action reported, some crappie coming in on minnows and tube jigs, and some of them are pretty nice. And the white bass rated fair, still active on inline spinners coupled with curly tails or tube jigs. So there is some white bass action in the tail waters as well. It's just a timing thing. You got to be there when it happens. It'll go on for maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, and it just shuts down again. So it's a on and off affair thing, and timing is everything. And putting the time on it is virtually impossible. Now at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, we've got some great crappie fishing as well as some excellent catfishing as well. The crappie fishing is rated excellent. Jigs are working well. Quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs as well as small and medium minnows working very well. They're even catching a few on mealworms. They're fishing the main lake drop-off areas in the Gun Creek area. The shoreline anglers are fishing near structures. Hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, Sandusky, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. As far as channel catfish goes, excellent action reported here as well. Commercial catfish baits working very well. Leeches, night crawlers, and large minnows all producing good numbers of channel catfish. Shoreline fishermen are fishing near the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, and Jackie Branch, and North Sandusky Day Use areas. They're also catching them all over the lake, drift fishing with a variety of baits. Try leeches in the moving water. Drift fish the flats, they say, is another great spot to try. And the largemouth bass, rated good, too. Worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinner baits producing fairly good numbers of largemouth bass. They're fishing in the shallow bays near the brush cover and bushes. They're fishing around the bridges and along the rocks. Reports of fish are also coming in from the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. So lots of good action reported there with the bass. And if you're a white bass fisherman at Rend, you know it's not well known for that, but there are some fair action being reported right now. Jig and curly tail grubs, inline spinners yielding fish in the shallow bays near brush cover and bushes. They're fishing along the rocks and drop-offs. Most of the reports are coming from along the 154 bridges, so there's some good action to be reported there. So as you can see, we got lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. The squirrel hunt's underway. The dove hunt opens September 1st, and it looks like the teal hunt's going to open September 6th, so things are coming and happening quickly. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.